But Twitter doesn't just want you to feel. It wants you to feel good. Last week, Twitter replaced its icon for favorites, the star, with a heart to signify likes. This was a week after Twitter announced weak quarterly earnings. The heart is intended to attract new users. Emily Bell is a columnist at The Guardian and director of the Tao Center for Digital Journalism at Columbia University. She really doesn't heart the heart.
The day after they made the change, I was scrolling, as I believe nearly all journalists do, through Twitter on a regular basis. And normally I would favorite things, which I want to acknowledge as being important. And suddenly I found that I couldn't face putting a heart against something which I thought was important, but definitely not lovable. For instance, there was a very graphic story about a woman being stoned to death in the Middle East and how it was filmed by men on their mobile phones. And it was a very striking, important, troubling image. And suddenly your options for noting it were a heart, which just didn't seem even vaguely appropriate.
So what does this change say about how Twitter wants us to express our emotions? It wants us to like more than we did?
Twitter definitely wants us to like things more. It doesn't really want us to dislike or to be contentious or difficult. I don't entirely blame Twitter here either, because one of the things that they've had a great deal of difficulty with is shaping discourse to be more civil on their platforms. And so I can see why they might reach the conclusion that let's try and change the terms of debate. You know, it's almost like the flower in the barrel of the gun during the famous peace protesters. It's like, just by dropping a little red heart, can we change the way that discourse works on the platform? The problem for me with it is it's shaping how we feel about things. Social platforms do this. You know, they are very reductive when it comes to the full expression of human emotion, because the full expression of human emotion is not very appealing when it comes to making money. It's actually positively inhibiting when it comes to commercial growth.
So how do you draw attention to terrible events on Twitter without liking them?
I think something actually quite subversive has happened in the week, even since I wrote the column, which is that people are just using hearts now as they would have used favorites before. We are now messing with Twitter in the same way that they've messed with us, which serves them right. But I do think it's interesting that we have these incredibly powerful publishing platforms now, and yet we're being steered towards being more positive or more happy, more commercially accessible, as opposed to neutral in how we think about things.
So Twitter has narrowed the range of emotions we can express on a platform that was created, at least in part, as a realm of absolute free expression.
We as a community of super users in the media feel particularly aggrieved by it, because it's trying to shift us to a place that we simply don't want to go. BuzzFeed's slogan, no haters, you know, it's like sort of we want to change journalism by making it lovely. And unfortunately, the world is not that lovely. We ought to acknowledge that. We've never had such large opportunities to connect with the rest of the world, but it has to be done almost through necessity by very, very simple templates and formats. And it does change language.
Do you see this basic principle of leveraging our emotions, our empathy, being applied to journalism as well?
Well, one thing is certainly for sure, which is the publication and distribution of journalism is increasingly supported primarily on social platforms. So they are shaping the news. And of course, it's important that you can connect difficult stories with an empathetic or an understanding audience. It's absolutely vital for the future of journalism that you can do that. But of course, you have to ask yourselves as editors and writers, are we trying too hard to appeal to people's emotions? Is the language changing in a way that actually stops us from fully analysing the situation in a more dispassionate way? And I think that the thing which is disappointing about the Twitter heart is that it feels as though they would rather we didn't talk about that kind of thing. They would really much rather everything was positive and saleable. Our emotion is a commodity. It has been commodified.
Emily, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brooke. It was a pleasure.
Emily Bell is a columnist at The Guardian and the director of the Tao Center for Digital Media at Columbia University. The heart works in mysterious ways. Coming up, loving what you hate and hating what you love. For fun and profit, this is On the Media.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.